Hello, everyone. This is Ruth Adams, host of the Legacy Homeschool Reflections podcast. I am so thrilled that you are joining me today for this episode where we are going to talk about the importance and the relativity of the Word of God to our lives. If you do not know me, I am a homeschool graduate from the vintage days of the homeschooling movement, and I am forever grateful for the sacrifices my parents made to homeschool me, and also grateful that I now have the opportunity to take the legacy of faith and homeschooling into the next generation, as my husband Matt and I are raising our 7 children on a small hobby farm in Texas. The scripture passage I have chosen for today's podcast is 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. Ladies, there are many in our society today who want to undermine the Word of God and diminish its relevance to our world today. But this passage reminds us that scripture is breathed out by God. That means it is inspired by God. We also see in this passage that it is profitable for teaching, that it reproves and corrects us or shows us where we are wrong, and that it trains us in righteousness in order that we may be equipped for every good work. I so often hear mamas saying things like they need help to know how to better parent their children. I see here in this passage that it is God's word that will equip us for the good work of mothering and every other good work the Lord calls us to as ladies. There is a really fun hymn called The Bible Stands. It is not one I grew up singing, but I have become acquainted with it in recent years. Listen to the lyrics, and then perhaps you will want to look up the music yourself and enjoy this catchy tune with your family. The song goes like this. The Bible stands like a rock undaunted mid the raging storms of time. Its pages burn with the truth eternal, and they glow with a light sublime. And then the chorus says, the Bible stands, though the hills may tumble. It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands like a mountain towering, far above the works of men. Its truth by none ever was refuted, and destroy it they never can. The Bible stands, and it will forever. When the world has passed away, by inspiration it has been given. All its precepts I will obey. The Bible stands every test we give it, for its author is divine. By grace alone, I expect to live it and to prove and to make it mine. And then that chorus again says, the Bible stands though the hills may tumble. It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I think that's such a great song. Hebrews 4:12 tells us that the Word of God is alive and active. Listen to this. For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. We can see from this verse that the Bible is not just an antiquated book of old stories. It is rather alive and active. When we thoughtfully and prayerfully read it, the Spirit of God uses it in a living way in our hearts and minds to guide us, convict us, and strengthen our hearts to press onward in the journey of serving Him. It is vitally important that our families understand the authority and inerrancy of the Word of God. There are many even so-called Bible scholars today who are seeking to undermine the inerrancy of God's Word. So it's so important for us to have our families rooted and grounded in the Word of God and understanding that it is infallible and that we can fully trust the Word of God. I believe that It is to be fully obeyed by all peoples at all times. Furthermore, it is important that our families understand that God's word does not change with the passing of time. Here's something that John MacArthur said about the Bible. He said, "Precisely because it is so powerful, the Bible has always had its enemies. Unbelievers challenge its credibility. Skeptics question its accuracy. Moral revisionists depreciate its precepts. Religious liberals dispute its supernatural character. Cultists twist its meaning." John MacArthur. We are told, ladies, that the Word of God is our guide. I think whatever the topic we are pondering, whether it be child training, relationships, the will of God, or anything else, an important question for us to ask ourselves is, what does the Bible say about that? What does the Bible say about marriage? What does the Bible say about child training? What does the Bible say about conflict resolution, about right from wrong, about where our affections should be, about time management? What does the Bible say about our trials and every other area of life? Navigating this culture can be very challenging, but we are so blessed to have the Word of God to give us the mind of Christ on any subject. Psalm 119, 105 tells us that God's word is a lamp to our feet and a light for our path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Now think with me for a minute. Have you ever been in a dark room with no light and tried to find your way around? Maybe you lost power in your house at night and you're stumbling around trying to feel your way around. Well, I have, and that can be a helpless feeling, but it's a good picture of what our lives are like without the lamp of God's word to guide us on the path that we should be walking on. Spurgeon said this about the necessity of letting God's word inform our lives and our decisions. He said, "If you wish to know God, you must know his word. If you wish to perceive his power, you must see how he worketh by his word. If you wish to know his purpose before it is actually brought to pass, you can only discover it by his word." Charles Spurgeon. I believe that we are living in interesting and challenging times. We are raising our children in some challenging times in the current culture. So much is changing so rapidly, and sometimes it's just hard to keep up with all the change and to know how to handle it and how to react to it, how to respond to the constant change in our society. One example of this is the whole big world of the internet and technology. The world has been revolutionized by technology since the time that I grew up, and parenting today has many new challenges as a result. I cannot look back to see how my parents raised me in this area of technology because we did not have the internet, social media, etc. This is a whole new territory that I have to navigate myself without being able to learn from the past or lean upon what other generations have done before me. In areas like this, I am so thankful that we have the Word of God to inform our decisions and our thinking. When we go to God's Word, we can glean principles to help us in any area of family life. Some of those principles pertaining to technology would be in lines of time management, looking at what is holding our affections, and thinking about pursuing what is right and virtuous. The Word of God reminds us of those overarching principles that can be applied to the use of technology, and then we can prayerfully wade through those waters and set up healthy and wise parameters for our families. Areas like this will not be easy, but we are not without help. The Spirit of God will guide us through prayer as we apply the mind and the heart of God to whatever the subject is that we are considering. I want to encourage you today that God's Word is just as relevant today as it ever has been. It is filled with timeless truths that are meant to be life-giving helps to all peoples at all times. The Word of God does not grow old-fashioned or irrelevant. We need it as much today as anyone has ever needed it. My heart is that we will saturate our homes with the Word of God and make it the foundation for all of life, living, and education. an education built on the Word of God will be strong and effective. And a family built on the Word of God will have strength and grace and wisdom that otherwise would not be there. So may the Lord help us all to be families rooted and grounded in His eternal Word. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and I would love to hear from you. You can connect with me on Facebook at my author page, Ruth L. Adams, and I'm greatly encouraged when I see listeners leaving reviews for the podcast on iTunes. Those reviews and star ratings help spread the word about this podcast, and they really bless my heart. I read each and every one of them, so thank you. I also invite you to check out my book, Legacy Reflections of a Homeschooled Homeschooling Mama, over at Amazon or through Sony Elise Books or Family Renewal. I wrote this book through the perspective of a grateful homeschool graduate reflecting upon 4 decades of being involved in the homeschooling movement. Many have said they were greatly encouraged by reading the book, so I hope you will check it out. I have loved meeting so many of you at recent Teach Them Diligently conventions. The last one I was at was in Waco, Texas, and my heart was just overflowing from good conversations with moms, hugs, praying with these moms, and just seeing so many moms and dads with the heart to disciple the hearts of their children for Christ. That just excites me so much. Now, my next convention will be at Teach Them Diligently in Denver, Colorado. So if you are planning to attend there, I would love the chance to meet you. As I wrap up this episode of the podcast, I will leave you with this beautiful quote from John Wesley about the Word of God. He said, "I want to know one thing, the way to heaven, how to land safe on that happy shore. God Himself has condescended to teach the way. For this very end He came from heaven. He has written it down in a book. Oh, give me that book. At any price, give me the book of God. I have it. Here is knowledge enough for me. Let me be a man of one book." John Wesley. I love that. And ladies, I say, let us be families who hold one book above all other books. Let us be families of the Word. Thank you for listening today, and God bless you.